Anastasio Cimera. This is a temporary first draft interpretation of the manuscript transcription I see in front of me. Anastasio Cimera. Firstly, we know that Greek was pronounced in the year 1000 AD as it is pronounced today from Latin transliterations which one can find in Beneventan Gregorian chant. Second point is that this very Gregorian chant gives us whatever the Byzantine notation cannot give us. That is the melismatic transition between notes. For instance, on this manuscript we have Anastasio Cimera. We have the skeleton. Let me take care from this note. If we are to read note for note, this is what we get, using psaltic intervals.
Anastasio Cimera lambrinthomen lai.
Fine. Is this the way it should have sounded back then? Why would we have a counter-accentuation on the syllable sta, Anastasio Cimera, which in Greek requires that when speaking we go up a full pentachord? Here is what we know from Gregorian chant research, that there too we have the skeleton of music, but we don't have the rhythmic distribution. We do not know how long each note should last. So one has to place bars of some rhythmic regularity. Secondly, in Gregorian chant, we not only have an indication of diastematics, that is, going up or going down, and what's nice about Beneventan music is that we have positional diastematics, that is, depending on where the neume is positioned on the paper, a bit below or a bit above a given line, we also can determine its relative value as to that line, which is usually the fa line, the ga. So in Beneventan chant, we would have not only the skeleton of the music, but also the way one would go, for instance, from the syllable sta, anasta, to the next syllable se, anastaseo simera. And usually these neumes contain extra information in other manuscripts. For instance, we might have an indication of acceleration, of a velocity, that we should be doing the first part quite quickly so as to reach the second part, which in contemporary psaltiki would correspond to a parastigmenon. But given that we don't write all the parastigmen because they are quite complex, we have them in memory. The third point is this music should not sound foreign to a contemporary Greek. That is, none of the accents should sound as paratonic, as counter-accent. There is no sense to this. The only way we could remedy for this is to consider that there is rubato, that there is an equivalent of synepticmenos chronos. As soon as I pose this condition, my rhythmic distribution comes from tradition and according to the words. Now, if we're lucky enough to find some Gregorian chant manuscript of the same hymn, we will probably see that between the syllable sta of Anastasios and the syllable se, there is probably some neume that doesn't start from up to go down, but rather starts from below, the equivalent of pa, to go upwards towards the ke. This means that there is a sort of transition from sta equal pa to se equal ke. Depending on how I will distribute the time and the length, the two notes, within some sort of rubato paristigmenon, will eventually change this counter-accent to a true accent. So let's do the following experiment. I pose that I will do everything in my way of counting chronos to make sure that the accents fall on a thesis. And I will move my hand in circles.
Anastasio Cimera lambrintho pa Anastasio. Astaseos, circle he, ana, anastaseos, imera, lambrinthomen, lai. Pascha Kyrie, Pascha Ekkar,
and so on and so forth. Now let me change the rhythmic distribution and apply note-to-note transitional symbols from Synaptikmenos, Chronos, Knowledge, and Oral Tradition. My sta cannot be a counter-accent. Anna sta, it's illogical. So, my feeling is that the melody goes down to rebound up to the ke to show a musical resurrection by allegory. That means that pa is not a fundamental skeletal structural note, but that it is a transitional note in some melismatic form, and it is used to rebound the melody to ke, or to the equivalent of pa. And let's apply rubato. This time I will not be doing one circle by black note, but circles according to the Now, as for the word kiriu, given that between the ri and the u doesn't last too long, I will do a smaller circle. Kiriu pascha. Big circle, kiriu pascha, when I count my rhythm. Because what counts is that my hand should be initiating some circle at every accentuated word. And from then on, what is inside is redistribution, decoration, according to Gregorian chant pneumatics, according to rubato, according to Synaptikmenos Chronos, and of course according to tradition. So here is what it would give.
Anastaseos imera lambrinthomen lai, Pascha Kyrieu, Pascha Ekkarthanat prozoin, Kekis pros uranon,
etc., etc. This is what we mean by rubato. Let's try singing it quicker.
Anastaseos imera lambrinthomen lai, Pascha Kyrieu, Pascha Ekkarthanat prozoin, Kekis pros uranon,
etc.
Anastaseos imera lambrinthomen lai, Pascha Kyrieu, Pascha Ekkarthanat prozoin, Kekis pros uranon. Anastaseos imera lambrinthomen lai, Pascha Kyrieu, Pascha Ekkarthanat prozoin, Kekis pros uranon.